Chapter 15. Geometry class just got much more interesting. Our quest to recover the lost secrets of the ancients appears to be nearly complete. Our biggest discovery has been that the three dimensions of space we see all around us, as the real world, is only half of the picture. The other half is a parallel reality in which all the rules are basically the same, but space over there is time over here, and vice versa. These two realities are intimately and totally dependent upon each other for survival. Their swirling movements blend together within every atom. Nature was never told that gravity shielding was impossible. It seemingly happens all the time in tornadoes, waterfalls, the stems of plants and trees, and certain insects' wing cases. Gravity appears to have much more structure in it than merely being a tug of war between the downward pushing gravity force and the upward pushing levity force. There are spiraling motions within gravity as well, which push in other directions besides strictly down. In order to cancel out gravity, achieve coherence, and enter into time-space, we have to know how to create the proper vortex currents in the source field so we can levitate, teleport, and travel in time, which may be a key part of the predicted golden age. Geometry appears to be the key to creating the vortex currents we need to achieve these stunning results. Geometric vortex points. It is entirely possible that certain areas on Earth could have greater coherence than other areas, thus making levitation, teleportation, and time travel much easier in those spots. Gravity may take on a spiraling, sideways push in these areas, creating circular or oval-shaped flow patterns in air, water, magnetic fields, or the mantle. Ivan T. Sanderson was searching for just such vortex points in the 1960s with his Society for Investigation of the Unexplained. Charles Berlitz actually made extensive use of Sanderson's library when he wrote The Bermuda Triangle in 1974. From 1945 to 1975, fully 67 different ships and boats and 192 aircraft of all different types disappeared in the Bermuda Triangle. As a result of these events, 1,700 different people vanished. These incidents do not include many other disappearances that were later given conventional explanations. In 2004, Gian Quasar revealed that in the preceding 25 years, 75 aircraft and hundreds of pleasure yachts vanished in the Bermuda Triangle without a trace. And on the cover of his book, he indicates that more than 1,075 people disappeared as a result. The Bermuda Triangle was only one of a series of locations Sanderson had found where strange things were happening. By the late 1960s, Sanderson had clearly determined that there were 10 areas on Earth, approximately equidistant, where ships and planes kept disappearing. Strange phenomena were seen in the sea and in the air, and/or equipment malfunctioned. Five of these areas were on the same northern tropical latitude, and each one was 72 degrees of longitude apart from the next. Five others had the same basic layout in the southern hemisphere, but they were all shifted 20 degrees to the east of the ones in the north. Almost all of Sanderson's network television appearances in the early 1970s discussed these vortex points, which created a great deal of mystery and intrigue. Well over 1,000 people had disappeared in the Bermuda Triangle alone, though Sanderson said there was nothing triangular about it. As a result of his popularity, military and commercial pilots began supplying him with even more interesting data. The pilots said that in these same 10 spots, or immediately near them, they were experiencing time anomalies, arriving at their destinations either much too early or much too late. This could be confirmed with their own instruments, as well as ground records. The Dick Cavett Show was extremely popular on ABC in the late 1960s and early 1970s. Arthur Godfrey was a frequent guest, a seasoned pilot who enjoyed 30 years as a television personality, often representing the view of the biggest aviation companies. A debate was set for March 16, 1971, between Godfrey and Sanderson about these 10 vortex points. Although they were old friends, in two earlier appearances, Godfrey skeptically dismissed Sanderson's idea as a lot of bloody nonsense, or something to that effect. Nonetheless, when Sanderson brought out the globe with the points clearly marked and laid out all the evidence, Godfrey was blown away. He had three different experiences in those same areas that directly confirmed what Sanderson was saying. In one case, Godfrey lost all radio and instrument contact for an hour and a half while flying through the Devil's Sea, south of Japan, with only 4 hours of gas to go, and he was clearly terrified. He also said that when pilots head straight down the East Coast over the ocean, which is faster than sticking close to the land, they have to keep a very watchful eye on their instruments. Other pilots had already said the same thing, including Bob Durant on Barry Farber's radio show.